The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Meat Improv.
Hello and welcome to The Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabor.
The Meat is the improv and storytelling podcast where we bring on comedian guests to tell true, meaty stories from their lives.
And then we do long-form improvised scenes based on those stories.
Oh, it's a hoot.
For a good time.
If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/TheMeatImprov. Give us $5 a month. You get an extra episode each week where we talk improv inside baseball. And you also get access to our Discord channel.
Yeah.
So there you go. Or if you just want to support the show and you're not interested in any of that at all.
Yeah.
We all appreciate that, too. Patreon.com/TheMeatImprov. We're getting through those. I love it.
You've got it down.
Great. Well, let's get to the fun part. This is our last episode of our third annual Meet Cute special. Meet Cute month.
Meet Cute month.
February is, of course, the month of love. So we like to talk to real life comedy couples. Yeah, so we have them on the show. So that's it. Today we got two very special guests. First timer, Phoebe Neidhart. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
It's great to have you on.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
I'm honored to be here.
Second? Okay. Yeah. Second time on. I think last time you were on with Three Princes.
Yeah.
It's Zach Oyama.
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
Hello. Thanks for being back.
At first, I thought you were going to say this was the final episode ever.
I know that.
I'm like, oh.
I did too.
Yeah, I always actually announce that and then Jake edits it out.
Yeah, if the audience doesn't hear it, he has to come back next week.
Well, end of February. So Valentine's Day is come and gone. Maybe we'll talk a little.
Did you want to? I was going to say it felt like a year. Last couple years, it felt like the zeitgeist or the like culture around Valentine's Day was like I'm not into this. And this year, it felt very sweet. I felt like I was just like. Just observing a lot more people being like, oh, I'm like excited or like posting about their loved ones and things like that. And I was like, I wonder what happened, why the tide shifted a little bit.
I think I noticed that, too.
I honestly, same thought. Just it felt like a little less. I would have expected more like not vitriol, but like resistance from people that were like freely posting about their like happy relationships in a way that I was surprised.
Yeah.
Maybe with the upcoming election, it's like we're allowed the hope of love again.
Yeah. You're the second person who's suggested that when I brought that up. They were like, maybe it's because it's an election year and like
we're clinging tightly to the ones we care about.
Anything that could be positive.
Yeah. I saw that. I saw a dog post. But yeah, less of the. Like sarcastic or spiteful ones.
Even Birds' anti-Valentine's Day thing seemed a little light this year.
Really? You walked by?
Yeah.
Is everyone in love? Holy hell. Wow. I didn't even notice.
Is it in the air?
Is love in the air?
That'd be a pleasant surprise. I think it might have to do with our friends and us getting older.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I think when you're like, maybe like in your 20s and stuff, you're like, man, Valentine's Day, like a corporate Hallmark holiday. And then like, just after like 10 years of that, you're like, it's February 14th.
Everybody grow up.
Just let people have it.
What if you just had a nice time today?
I think the same thing could be said for like Super Bowl, the Oscars. There's always like the naysayers of like, oh, it's sports ball weekend or whatever. Or those people just getting trophies.
Yeah.
It's like, I also enjoyed both of those events. This, I guess we're just enjoying February, folks.
Yeah.
I'm like a real optimist.
Yeah.
Not usually. But yeah, I guess it is kind of tiring to have that same kind of story surrounding it. What'd y'all do for Valentine's Day?
We went to, Phoebe had a bar she wanted to show me to. She goes to a lot of bars by herself.
Oh, I didn't know that about you, Phoebe.
February 14th, I let him come.
Yeah, so
you get to meet all her friends.
364 days a year, Phoebe's at a bar. I'm not allowed to go.
Yeah, I don't want him there.
What was it? We went somewhere in Echo Park and
bar
then
Flores.
Oh yeah, I've been
really
there. Yeah,
cute. They allow dogs, which doesn't do anything for me personally.
But. Yeah.
In the bar?
Yeah, they have, well, like, they have a patio space where you can bring your dog. It's like an upstairs bar where, like, Berrigan's used to be in Echo Park, if you remember that. Long ago.
Did it used to be the last night?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. I had my birthday party there one year. That makes sense. I know Echo Park well. But now they've divvied it up, right? Is that two bars now? The top and the bottom?
Yeah, it's like two bar restaurants on the ground and then one bar Flores is like the top.
Cool.
It's cool. It was
like that bar.
It was like being in like a fancy person's home a little bit, like the, like it felt more like a living room than like a, you know, like just a standard bar. They had like tacos in the back and then we went and got dinner. I mean, not a crazy Valentine's Day, I should say, but
our big plan was we went to Coinstar the day before, and I truly thought we were going to have like $500.
And I almost immediately was like, this is like $30.
And it was. It was $32.50, and we were going to just get whatever we could with that money as our like Valentine's gift to each other.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I feel like we're so out of practice of like having cash that it just like
immediately forgot it at home.
And I just ballparking it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is around the same thing. Use that cash another time, I guess.
Did you do anything for Valentine's Day, Jake? That might be a personal question there. But what did you do? Did you treat yourself to anything? Did you go?
I made a little time with someone.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Got a drink at a bar. That was nice. Like checked a, like we've been wanting to watch Tommy Boy for a very long time.
So,
we watched Tommy Boy.
That's fine.
Yeah. She'd never seen it.
Wow.
And it, I don't know if any of you have had that experience where you're like watching something with somebody that you've seen 100 times and they've seen it for the first time. And it's sort of like the transitive property or whatever is like watching it for the first time. And you're like, Oh yeah. So that was fun. Yeah.
You're kind of like keeping an eye on it, putting pressure on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back
and forth between the
it's
screen.
It's risky.
It is risky.
It is risky.
It makes you hate
risky.
Something that you love.
Yes.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's true.
I feel like we were watching something recently. We were just trying to find something to watch and like put on, I put on something that like was immediately like tough. Oh God, what was it?
The Other Guys.
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Oh, you,
was like, wait,
maybe that how are you? Very funny. And then like in it, it's such like a, you're a dumb bitch. Like to like it's kind of like, you know, hyper masculine in this like way that like made it a little hard to get it. Like Marky Mark, what's his last name?
Mark Wahlberg.
Wahlberg. It's just like immediately a little, his attitude felt a little tough in like a way that was like, I think he really is like this.
Yeah. He fell into the role a little too easily.
Yeah.
I remember the beginning of that, right? It's like an action movie in the beginning. It's like The Rock and him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock and Samuel L. Jackson, like, you know, die or whatever.
That movie has been coming up a lot.
It's on Netflix.
And it's been coming up as a jumping off point to The Nice Guys, which I think is a much better movie. But I was talking to two people who'd watched The Nice Guys independently, and I was like, you both watched that movie? I was like, how did that happen? Because it's like a few years old. There's not a lot of buzz around it. And I was like, is it for the same reason? And one of them was like, there's no way it's for the same reason. And I was like, what was it? And he was like, we were talking about The Other Guys. And the other guy was like, oh my God, that's the same reason I watched it.
I just like the word guys.
I just typed guys in and watched any movie that had it in the title.
I haven't seen that one, but I've had it on my computer for forever.
Oh, but it's fun.
Yeah, this is not a good thing to talk about, I guess, on a podcast. Not in that it's risque, it's just boring as hell. But my iCloud fucks me over routinely. Like, it'll download, like, I was just on an airplane recently, and I have, like, this thing of movies. I'm like, if all else fails, I don't need the internet. I got, like, these eight movies I could watch. And The Nice Guys is one of them, because I've been meaning to watch it. And it was on my iCloud, and I could, it, like, went... I didn't have it on my computer anymore. I was like, this was the one thing I needed you for.
I have like a million pictures saved on my iCloud that are already backed up somewhere else. I just haven't figured out how to like unback them up.
Yeah.
In a way that like...
That's intentionally hard, I think. I think they're just like, they know they can just keep eking you up $2.
Right.
Like, I don't want to do that today.
I don't get it at all, so yeah. I'm not going to figure it out anytime soon.
Did you do something on Valentine's Day?
I did. Nothing too, yeah, I surprised my girlfriend Lanny with, I got tickets to see Courtney Barnett. Do
you remember that? Oh, cool. Yeah.
She was doing like a benefit show downtown, and it was like, it was kind of quietly announced, and I like stumbled into it.
That's awesome.
And I was able to surprise her like until she walked in. It was like I like parked in a right. Yeah.
Oh wow.
So I guess we like to surprise each other because she's
yeah she's giving me a surprise birthday.
The whole damn relationship is built on surprises. But it was fun. It was like yeah, it was fun.
That's great.
We like concerts and we ate at Burger Lord's.
Oh, I've never been here.
Never been.
It's like a burger place that does like vegan and regular burgers, both very well. Or you can both leave satisfied, you know?
Where is it?
There's one in Highland Park and there's one in Chinatown, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. You should try that.
Yeah, check that out.
The vegan ones are pretty good, actually. I might even prefer them. And I'm not a vegetarian. So how's that? How about that, Jake?
That's great, man. That's great.
Yeah, not too much to report.
We were talking on the way over here about, like... I guess, like, I think when we... Sorry, I'm about to sneeze. Never mind.
Fun enough.
We're just talking about, like, what we try to do. Like, we moved in together, like, in December of last year. So it's been a little over a year now. I'm, like, just, like, trying to be, like, spontaneous around our neighborhood and do things that, like, kind of, like, impromptu dates and stuff. And the thing that came up was that one time, just for fun, we were, like... you know, maybe a little stoned or something. And we found a bird scooter and we were like, what if we both got on the bird scooter? Like, you know, you see people do sometimes and it's like, maybe cute.
I feel like that would be a scene if, what is it, 500 Days of Summer? If that movie was made today, that would be a scene in it.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we were like, how carefree it would be to do this, and got on this bird scooter together. I'm in the back holding onto the steering wheel. I mean, not the steering column. Phoebe's like in the front. I'm holding onto the sort of the outside edge and just
can't see each other's faces. But
yeah. Truly separately, I think had just the most tense, awful time trying to be like kind of like free spirited and like
his
like,
body cool. was like so rigid. We got off and both of us were like breathing super heavy, like couldn't enjoy a single second of it. It was so scary.
So just pretty much constantly picturing like just whipping the wheel the wrong way and like both of us like falling on top of each other on like hard cement, you know, like really like it would hurt so bad to fall with two people on a bird scooter.
Yeah.
And just like in trying to have this carefree, like fun experience, just truly had like a horrible time.
I feel like that is not uncommon for the, and I recognize that a bird scooter isn't meant as a romantic transportation unit, but like I've done paddle boats or pedal boats with someone, and like you get halfway out and you're like, I'm really tired. And like
the sun is bearing down.
And it's like every force is sort of pushing you against each other. I'm like, are they pedaling? Because I feel like I'm really pedaling. And then I've also done a tandem bike on Venice with a date. And it was like, this is a nightmare. Like one person has control and the other person is just trying to like keep it going and they have no control whatsoever. It's like, I've never had one of those experiences that I was like, this was delightful. Like it's always somehow like, we should have got our own bikes.
Well, I don't want to, I'm just going to open your eyes.
Okay.
Check it out. It's a horse.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah, I thought maybe Valentine's Day we'd hop on the back of this thing. And
on this horse?
Take it around town. I don't know. I just got...
This is sweet.
It's a little more original than a horse and buggy. Sure. This is just horse.
I have to be honest. I don't really know that much about horses.
We see a detached buggy over to the side.
Did you take the buggy off?
Yeah. You weren't actually supposed to see that. A blanket must have fell off. One second. I'll just push it down this hill a little bit.
Oh, God.
We don't need the buggy.
Okay.
You ever seen the westerns where... I don't know, John Wayne sweeps in bareback on a horse. There's a robber barons with the little masks on. They've got a woman on the train tracks. John Wayne swoops her up, puts her on the back of the horse, and they ride off.
And he saves her life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here we go. Get you on the haunches. Come on, get up on them.
I loved it. This is really... Are you sure there's not a saddle we could use?
There was. I put it in the buggy.
Okay.
It's not... Just get your legs over it.
I'm trying.
You've at least seen a picture of someone on a horse, right?
I have seen a picture of
it. Right now, you just got your shoulders on the back of it. Okay. The rest of you...
Okay.
Let's get your feet up.
This is really uncomfortable. The horse doesn't seem to like it very much either.
Well, it's because you're kind of... Just act like you've been there before, right?
Okay, yes.
Jeez Louise, and you've never been to an opera before. I took you last year for Valentine's Day, but you didn't go farting all over the opera or whatever. Just act like you've been...
Okay, well, I didn't feel like my life was threatened on the opera.
It's not threatened. You're like... God.
Hey, this is great.
Sure?
Hey, asshole, are you going to move?
Hey. Don't spook my horse.
Horse wandered
into
the street.
You're in downtown LA. You have no business doing this here.
Hey, I'm trying to get... we got to clear it out, right?
We're sorry.
Don't get off.
This is a loading zone.
Okay, we're going to let you get your pallets in, okay? I just... One second. I got to get on... Can you give me a boost onto the horse?
Can I give you a boost? No, I can't give you a boost.
Well, then we're going to be stuck here all day. You can either be part of the problem or part of the solution.
Oh,
all right, I got
here. Maybe I can hold your arm and pull you up on this.
Okay. Well, great. Right, now we're just connected by the hands on the top of the horse.
We're just both kind of hanging off on either side.
All right. Well, let's just walk it a little bit.
What's the horse's name?
The horse? Yeah. Oh, do they have names?
I think a lot of them do. Mostly do.
It's Nelly.
Okay, Nelly.
You call it Nelly.
So what do you think? Is this like 2 minutes more, 5 minutes more?
We're trying to get out of the... We're moving...
We're trying.
We're trying to move over here to the red zone. If your boost would be really dynamite right now, by the way, but
Jesus
you know...
Christ. Okay. I'll give you a boost.
Sort of slid off.
You're gonna have to get that one up. I'm not doing two.
All right, this is like that ground now.
This is like that classic riddle of like getting the fox and the grain and the chicken across the river. Yeah. I don't know. We can get the boost for one of us, but then you'll fall off. I can't boost you up. At least I do have grain up here.
What is the grain for?
We're gonna go plant some stuff after. Oh. We're having a rustic Valentine's.
I love that you think not traditionally about this sort of thing, and I love
Thank
this
you.
Is going to be a memorable night. I'm not sure that I have the proper attire to go plant some grain or a field of some kind.
It's just a half idea. Don't get hung up on it, okay? There's grain was there at the farm with the horse. I took the horse and the grain.
I don't know. Maybe just pull this person up.
Sir, can you just, do you believe in love?
I mean, once upon a time I did, but driving this truck all day, I guess I've started to lose a little hope.
Wow.
Why?
Do you want to come on the horse?
I just think that...
Hold on. Do I want to come on the horse?
I don't know. Maybe it'll reinvigorate your spirit or
maybe
make you believe in love again.
Push me up here and then we both could pull you up here.
A year ago, I would have said no. But today...
We cut to them all three on a horse. Just bucking by the Staples Center.
Rain is going everywhere.
Hey, look, there's a yard house. You guys want to...
A yard house?
It's freaking beautiful.
Well, awesome. Let's get into the meat part of the podcast. This is where we chat more with our guests. So let's talk about the good old days. I'm assuming you met somehow connected to the comedy scene, right?
Yeah. Yes. We met because we were placed on the same mod team like 5 years ago, 6 years ago now?
You dated someone on your own team?
Well,
that's illegal.
Years later, we did.
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting.
It was a little over 3 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
We hung out at a birthday party and then from then on started dating.
Started taking him to my bars and
she lets me come to a bar every once in a while. And
so this seems like kind of an interesting little gap there between like teammates.
Yeah.
So then 2 years,
I guess.
A little long.
I mean, yeah, I think like we would see each other in passing and we weren't like super close or anything when we were on our original team. But I think I always thought Zach was like very funny and cute. And then
Zach thought he was funny and cute.
I thought it was really funny and cute.
And say you.
Why isn't this getting me a date?
Sucks. Were you both actors or writers?
I was a writer. Phoebe was an actor.
Classic. Another classic dynamic.
I think like our mod team didn't really lend itself to like, it was a very dysfunctional mod team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say like,
I think
I didn't,
most are.
I mean, this was like, I didn't even know until my second mod team that you don't bring booze to all of your rehearsals.
Really?
That you don't bring it?
Yes. Like people were like, seriously. Like
very functional partiers is what it felt like.
Yeah.
Everyone liked each other. It was
everyone was friends.
That was a nice vibe, but it was like kind of not doing great work, but like enjoying our time together.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, fine.
Yeah.
We were pretty doomed from the start, I would say. But it was fun.
It was very funny to go on. I think both of us went on to different mod teams the next year. I'm like, oh, this seems a lot better.
Yeah.
That's funny. So you met on a dysfunctional mod team.
People would spend like hundreds of dollars on wardrobe and props for sketches, but the sketches were like,
just kind of not working sometimes.
Great.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
When you're like, we're going to do a medieval sketch takes place in medieval times. We'll do swords and shields.
Yeah.
And it's about a farting canary. Reformat this maybe.
It's a weird lesson to learn to be like, oh, don't spend a dozen hours on props for your 3-minute sketch that you'll never do again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never did that. I think the one time I bought a bunch of props for a mod show, because I was a writer for a while, it was like a sketch where someone was like doing, It was like a QVC thing. So they were selling soaps and like cleaning supplies and that kind of stuff. And it was like, this is such a dumb sketch, but it was basically like, it's soap to clean your soap. And she like drives herself insane as she goes. But like all that stuff, I just bought like three things of 409, which I was like, I'll use that.
Yeah.
That was like,
stupidest thing I ever bought from, I think it was a spank that me and Andrew Hansen did. Was I bought a Dyson for it.
A vacuum?
Yeah.
A Dyson vacuum?
Like a $500 Dyson. And then I returned it.
Really? You returned? They let you?
Yes, but it was like a weird scenario where I was like, when I bought it, I double checked that I could return it. And then when I tried to return it, they're like, oh, you can't return vacuums. And I was like, but they said that I could. And then it like, they caved immediately. They saw how panicked I was. But like, for a second.
Phew, you almost had a vacuum.
Too expensive. Top of the line, Dyson. Yeah. Would have been great. Could still be using it. Yeah.
Just last question about that mod team. Who is bringing the booze, the writers or the actors?
Everyone.
Everyone?
There's a mix of both.
So, like, even writers' meetings would have that?
That's a good question, actually.
I think so. People were drinking some beers, but, like, not, like, I don't think it was, like, people weren't getting drunk, mm-hmm. but it was, like, relaxed enough that, like, people would bring like a six pack to the writing meeting and stuff.
And there were very good people on the team. I don't want to say that there weren't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're not getting, it's not like you're getting paid.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm not against it. I definitely had some beer rehearsals for improv back in the day.
Yeah.
But even that I could tell like some people on the team were like, do we have to get drunk and do this?
Turns out, yes.
It turns out it's a big part of the old comedy community, yeah. Okay, so no sparks flew.
Did you keep in touch during that, like, in-between period? Like,
in so much that we, like, were at on mod at the same mm-hmm. time. Yeah. We weren't, like...
You came to one of my birthday parties.
Yeah, I went to one of your birthday parties.
We, thought about doing a show together with Jenny.
Yeah, one time we like
thought about one time
to do like a parody of
Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise called Delma and Deweese or something. That's about as far as
I go to that. Jenny Pearson? Oh, I love Jenny Pearson. All right, I'm in. I'll invest in that show.
Let's do it. Let's just do it.
And then it's Mike Lane's birthday party years later.
At the Satellite.
Yeah.
Our friend Matt Gordova recently told us that he saw like our whole coming together, and it was wild because we didn't talk to each other at all. We were just like, it was just like making like gestures at each other on a dance floor, and we were like, really, oh, we loud. Like each other now.
Really?
It was, I think if I remember correctly, yeah, it was like the Satellite. It was a very loud dance floor. I got
the Satellite there. Is, yeah, that's a place people go to dance and
yeah.
And it just makes like, things a little
it
easier.
It was like one of those like kind of like dance nights, and like I got there later, so like I think everyone on your team had like a dinner or something.
Yeah, we went to Outback.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Whoa.
And then like, I don't know, it was like,
This story just got romantic for Jake.
Go on. Don't skip over the good stuff.
This was my rich mod team.
I started a Bloomin' Onion, and I just everyone there was clearly having. I think I like. It is funny to remember that, like, we like basically couldn't have a conversation. It was so loud, but we're just like hanging out next to each other.
Yeah.
Which is essentially what it is to be dating for a while after that.
Yeah. We sort of just skipped to the part where we're comfortable not to talk.
Cool. So that's when the sparks flew. Was there any inclination that you liked each other before that, or was it sort of...
Yeah, Zach.
I really felt that I liked Phoebe and she didn't like me. That's what I assumed for many years.
And I had the opposite feeling, because when I finally told my best friend Davis that Zach and I had started hanging out, I was like, I told you, man, I've been playing the long game. And he was like, you have not been playing any game. Like, you have failed miserably at this.
Zero contact at all. Happened to see each other at a birthday party. No. Classic long game.
I think I thought you were very funny, and I always felt like very comfortable around you.
Same.
Kind of boring, I guess.
No, yeah, I think it was like interesting to me that like, I feel like we don't really have the same group of friends. And so I would only really see you in passing for a really long time. And so like it felt rare to see you at like a UCB-ish hang.
Yeah.
Which is why I had to just also dance.
You just had to dance.
You got to dance.
Cool. So it's been 3 years. You said you've been living together for a year.
A little over a year.
I'm skipping 2 years before that, I guess. I'll ask this because I'm just curious. Did you do one of those things where you just kind of hung out for a while, or did you like make it official pretty early?
I feel like
I'm pretty bad at playing it cool in that regard.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like, I think it was like pretty relatively early on we started like.
I guess it never occurred.
Are you not official now?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
We're unofficially living together. We signed papers to live in the same place together. No, I was really just like, I feel like dating is already just like a true nightmare. And I was just sort of like, I like this person. And the idea of dating multiple people, it's not something I think I could do. Mm-hmm. I think that stresses me out too much. So like when we started hanging out, that was like kind of just was like, that's it for me.
Yeah, I think weirdly it like didn't even occur to me that either one of us would be seeing other people.
Yeah.
Which I guess is like, that's maybe a bad assumption to make. Like, especially now, I feel like plenty of people casually date. Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe also the stakes of like knowing each other from before, and like, yeah, it would be kind of shitty to be like, surprise. Yeah. Just you so thought you were just dating me, but I don't know. Yeah, I guess
I think
we didn't.
We were fortunately very much on the same page without like having a deep
again,
conversation
we didn't
about
talk.
It. Yeah. I think it was probably only like a couple months in that we were like actually like boyfriend and girlfriend.
You carved your initials in a tree or whatever.
Yeah, we found
into each other's backs.
Oh my god.
It's you know, you have that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, I'm branded.
I do have, well, I have Gilly tattooed on me, but that's not romantic.
Jake's tattoo strategy is to get regrettable tattoos very small.
Yeah.
He has a lot of them.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah, it's a little bit of like a preemptive strike of like, well, I might regret this later, so why don't I get something I'll regret now and beat my later self to it.
It'll look like a birthmark at the right distance.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just moved in with my girlfriend as well.
Congrats.
I'm curious. Hey, thanks. I'm curious. Was that a choice you made that was kind of like, it's about time, or was it honestly for me a little bit is just like the friction between like your place, my place, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've heard that from other couples too, of just like, sometimes it's just like, let's just have the same place. And then that's not a thing.
I think it was interesting because we had both lived in our individual places for a really long time, and both were kind of like, well, you could move in with me, but like didn't want to move in with the other person. And then we like had loosely started like looking, just because, you know, it already feels like impossible to find a place you like. And we just kind of like maybe just like looking with like the idea of doing it like a little further down the road, I thought. Mm-hmm. And then like we found a place that we really liked, and it was like, well, it was sooner than I think we had anticipated, but we're just like liked it a lot to the point where it was just like applied the same day.
Yeah, it was like the exact neighborhood we wanted. It was like, there's no reason. We were like, well, if we don't want this, then we just don't want to move in together, kind of. So we like
apply to it. And then we went to Margaritaville.
Hell yeah.
And then we found out after we got it that the woman who originally, we live in a back house, and the woman, I was gonna
say, do you live in Universal City?
Yeah, we live in City Walk.
Hogwarts.
Your neighbors are amazing.
And those guys, they're loud.
Bananas everywhere.
It was perfect. And we found out that the woman who originally lived in this back house is a costume designer who designed costumes for Jimmy Buffett, and we were like, it's perfect. Yeah. We were in Margaritaville. And
then before that, that person designed costumes for Prince.
Yeah, like in our place.
Yeah. A Prince costume, I understand, but a Jimmy Buffett costume?
Well, she was probably so tired from working for Prince. She was like...
just florals.
Just kind of creatively tapped out. I just want to make...
Hawaiian shirts.
Shorts.
Little shorts. Yeah,
Hawaiian shirts.
And jeans.
Some fucking flip-flops or
so
something.
So funny. The idea that Jimmy Buffett has a costume designer is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
So you got it.
Yeah.
You got the spot.
Yeah, we've been there ever since. It's been really nice. And it was very funny to me because, like, Phoebe got a cat in October and we moved in December. And so it was like, I had a cat when I was like 5, but like beyond that, like it eventually ran away. And then we just had dogs like after that. And so like it was very funny to move in and then like slowly dawn on, like kind of like just suddenly become a cat person. Like, oh, I didn't even really think about this, but now I'm just fully a cat person.
It was amazing.
You got to see that.
Yes. That I actually, a few nights ago, completely unprompted, Zach put on that movie that just came out on Netflix called like The Cats, the Movie.
Yes.
And I was like, my work here is done.
It's just like, how did cats become memes? Like, it's this like weird documentary that honestly is pretty bad.
I was gonna say, I feel like I could make that documentary. Yeah. How do cats become memes?
There's another one called like Lion in the Living Room that's on Netflix that's like a cat documentary. And it is
I'm checking out. You guys talk.
We've talked about Untitled Goose Game for months.
Josh is laying down on the couch right now. Untitled Goose Game is wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Stepped back into it. And it is the most pseudoscience, and also the like filmmakers recognize that they can't say anything definitively. Like everything in that documentary is like cats. Is it possible that cats do this for this? Maybe. I don't really know. And it's like an hour and a half. I don't even think it makes it 90 minutes. It's just like 80 minutes of like, do they not listen because they're smarter than dogs or dumber? We don't know. It's like,
only cats know for sure.
Yeah.
They're just relying like, wow, on people who have toxoplasmosis. Mm-hmm. To watch all of those movies.
Yeah, yeah.
They're winning. I watched the Don't Fuck With Cats one or whatever.
I will not watch that.
I watched it. It was very hard.
It's not great.
I'll watch that one.
It also, like, it ends with a whimper. I hated that movie, actually.
Yeah. Really?
It, like, gets you like, whoa, what happened?
I know.
Like, any movie that... Sometimes with documentaries, it's like, let's just read the Wikipedia.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it ends on a very self-righteous note where it's
totally.
Like, don't act like I'm an idiot for watching this whole series. Like, you put it out.
I completely agree. Spoiler alert, if you really give a shit. But what happens at the end of the movie is the woman they were talking to the whole time is like, she basically says, like, part of the reason these people, like, you know, lash out.
Killer,
yeah,
right?
These killers, like, lash out. They, like, seek attention, and then like she looks into the camera for the first time in the whole movie and goes like, are you part of the problem? Ugh. And it's just like, I really like I think I closed my laptop. I was just like, you know what, fuck this. I can't believe I watched this whole thing for this.
You made and produced and sold this documentary, but it's your fault for watching.
Yeah, it's like,
exactly.
You're feeding into it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like you really fed into it.
I hate that.
Literally profited off of it.
Yeah. Hated that.
Yeah, it was really upsetting.
But I've gone full cat guy now. Like, there, when Howdy or Cat, like, when I first lived with him, it was very much like, hello, sir. How are you?
Yeah.
Very and formal.
Now I'm just like, hello, Mr. Kitty Boy. Like, you know, just like having insane conversations. alone with myself. And
that is half of having a pet. Yeah. I saw this thing online where it was like, you could like get put like a thing on a dog's head and it would read its like brain waves and it would like translate like it would say like it had a little speaker and it would say something like I'm hungry, like it was able to, like,
is that real? What are you talking about?
I think so. It saw it like 5 years ago. It was like a thing that said like you could read your dog's brain waves to like just like give you the gist of what they're thinking. I think gist. I commented on the article. I was like, yeah, good luck getting a dog to wear a headset.
I am hungry. I hate this headset.
I hate the headset.
I want that to be like a Black Mirror episode where everyone has that for their dogs now.
Dog thoughts? Yeah.
There's three. The guy was like, I'll just put it on like random.
It's like a magic eight ball.
I'm hungry. I love you. Can I go outside?
Horny. Hey, see those girls at the end of the bar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm playing a long game with these ones.
What does that mean?
I've seen them around here for like the last 2 or 3 years.
You've seen them? Yeah, do you know their
names?
They
like to sit over there. No, I have no clue. I tried to get a look at the credit card, but I didn't want to come on too strong.
Hey, Dad.
Too strong?
Yeah.
That guy's here again. The guy that you thought was cute?
Oh. The one we've been seeing around here for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. he's over there. I wonder if today's the day.
You sure it's not too soon?
I keep looking over here.
Oh, they are? Yeah. I'm going to flip them off.
Oh.
Whoa.
Come on. Trust me, dude.
Wow. I guess
it's the long game.
That is so long. You went from neutral to negative. Now you got to work back to neutral.
That's fine. 4 months later. same bar.
Classic long game. She's with someone else.
I don't.
This
think
is
this,
all part of the long game.
I don't
game.
Think it is.
Thanks for introducing me to this bar. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it.
Yeah.
I'm just so glad that we're finally taking our relationship to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, we're official now. Feels good to say. What's good here? I mean, I'm sorry. Is that guy staring at us over there?
Oh, shit. Oh.
Okay.
Now they're both looking at you.
Here, just a little quick cheers.
Cheers.
Do you know him?
You could say that.
What the fuck? Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Watch this. I'm going to befriend the new guy.
What?
Hey, dude. Hey, what's up, man?
You, you raising your glass to my girlfriend?
No, friend, I was raising it to you. I saw.
Hey, don't punch
him in the fist.
Come on, man, I went to Virginia Tech.
Oh. What?
I saw your sweatshirt.
Look,
I don't give a fuck if you went to Virginia Tech.
Let's get out of here.
He's like winking at his friend and giving thumbs up.
This is not the long game.
It's all going.
This is not the long game.
Two and a half years
bump
later.
Bump set spike.
Got to 2.5 years later.
This is your boyfriend?
Yeah. Yeah. He went to Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm still hot on the trail of that hottie I've been after.
Keep moving further away. Now you're dating a guy who used to punch you in the face.
I know.
I realized that.
I turned him gay.
No. Yeah, that's what happened. He turned me gay.
Well, not turned. I showed him a new part of himself. I'm not even nearly that gay. But now she thinks I'm open-minded.
This is insane. You just keep, you're like in a relationship.
Now that what's-her-face thinks I'm gay, she'll never see me sneaking through the back door and make my move.
Do you want to know her name?
Don't. You shouldn't have heard any of that, by the way. I'm sorry. I thought you were listening to your podcast.
I am. What did you say?
Good. 3 months later.
Holy shit. You guys are moving in together?
Yep.
It's,
we found a perfect really place. It was like, if we didn't move in, it was like, we never would.
Yeah. It was just like, kind of, like, it met every goal we had, and yeah. We're excited. I mean, it's
hey,
a little fast.
Check out that podcast. Okay. Guess what?
What?
We're now within 5 miles of
you don't know her name. In 5 miles, you're in a loving, committed relationship.
Yeah, I know.
So who's the murderer? Is this a whole season arc about which person in this town murdered the person?
Yeah, I got him on Serial now.
You guys are listening to podcasts together? That is an intimate relationship between two people.
Hey, babe, sorry, yeah. I'm just going to take it out of my ears for a second. Do I have to listen to a podcast at the bar right now?
It helps, yeah. I mean, if you want to catch up to me and be able to talk about it tonight.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Put it back in. You're also listening to the podcast?
Yeah, we kind of switch off.
I'm telling you,
I'm a little nervous.
About?
Meeting his parents.
Well, could that be part of the long game?
I'm going to ask his dad for his hand, for his permission.
Okay, so you're just in love with this guy.
It's all a long term. Just trust me on this, okay, friend? The way this ends is with me with my true love, the girl with the green eyes.
22 years later. So, Dad, this is where you met Dad?
Yeah, right here at this bar. No, just keep your eye on the entrance.
What are we looking for?
A certain someone who likes to sit in a certain seat.
Suddenly the bars, double doors burst open, backlit. A familiar figure walks into the bar. A
couple doves.
The doves fly into the bar.
Oh, God! Whoa! Yeah. I did the doves.
A couple of dudes swat at them.
Okay, son. It's your 21st birthday, so I guess order whatever you want, buddy.
Wow. Okay. Thanks, Mom. What's good here? Thanks for finally bringing me to one of the bars that you go to all the time.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'd recommend a Heineken since it's your first go.
Cool. Hey, who's that guy over there? He's staring pretty hard over here.
What are we staring at, Dad?
I'm going to marry that kid. Go befriend him. The plan's working out great.
What?
Go befriend him. I had a boy.
What?
Go befriend him.
How is me befriending that kid? You're married.
Come on, grease the wheels a little bit.
Hey, is that a Chapman sweatshirt?
What?
Punches him in the face.
Ah, no.
No.
My nose.
Quite the punch.
They get married at the wedding, the two parents.
What was your...
Are you ready to thank me? We were in a crunch, right? We didn't have nobody to design the costume for the kids' Christmas pageant.
That wasn't that big of a deal. We could just fashion some bathrobes or whatever we needed to do for the wise men.
Okay, well, I got Jimmy Buffett's costume designer to do all the costumes for the kids' Christmas pageant.
Jimmy Buffett's costume designer?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he just wear, like, cut-off jeans and Hawaiian shirts?
Yeah, I don't think it's just cut-off jeans and Hawaiian shirts. The cut-off jeans need to reflect what kind of Hawaiian tropical shirt it is.
Uh-huh.
And then there's also a sandal choice. And socks.
Sandals sound fine.
Looks like I'm here with costumes. How's it going, everybody?
Check it out.
Hi, great. I'm here with the costumes for the pageant.
Mm-hmm. Pageant.
Christmas pageant.
So we don't have much of a budget. I will say that first of all, this is just an Episcopalian church and school.
Okay.
But I'd love to see what you got here.
Okay, well,
are you drinking?
Yeah, I got a frozen margarita right here.
Okay, I mean, it's December 9th.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
It's pretty cold. All right.
Look, I run hot, and that's why I'm wearing shorts, open blouse.
I see the open blouse.
This is leftover from the Prince days.
Prince days.
Well, I also used to do Prince's stuff, so that's why I got this shirt on. Look, I'm a couple marks deep, and I got these costumes that I need to offload with y'all, okay?
I took the liberty of dressing up some of the kids, so we're just going to have a little, like, runway, and you can pick the costumes you want for the Christmas pageant.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Of the line.
Let's see Mary and Joseph, I guess, to start.
Okay, Mary and Joseph, come on out.
This hula skirt is really itchy.
So this is obviously Mary. She's got a hula grass hula skirt, and she's wearing a coconut bra, and she's got a bunch of fruit on her head.
My grandma says I'm supposed to wear like a big dress.
Your grandma is old fashioned. Look, why can't Mary and Joseph be having a little fun?
I mean, they could have a little bit of fun. I just don't know if it's like a tropical vacay.
This shirt is big enough. I didn't need pants.
Okay.
All right. Can we get him in underpants, please? XXL.
I don't need
Tommy
a big
Bahama shirt.
It's not like Saturday morning making pancakes with your boo.
Oh, but that's kind of a fun scene. I work with Jack Johnson a little bit too.
He's got maracas
made out of
Coronas. Reach your hands up, buddy. Don't reach your hands up. Okay? Keep your hands at your sides.
Wow, you snatched at that kid pretty hard.
Well, he comes out announcing he's not wearing underpants, and I just see a short Hawaiian shirt, and you give him a reason to raise his hands. We're going to get arrested.
I don't think you'd get arrested for this. If you look closely at the design of the Hawaiian print, it's got two birds, 69.
Jesus, I wouldn't have even noticed that if you didn't say it. Like,
well, they're parrots.
I thought they were just birds on a circle.
See, I'm looking at it upside down. And stand.
Okay.
Grabs
the kid.
Little boy's ball.
Grabs the kid's shirt. I'll be tying this in a knot. Both sides. Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. Really.
All right. I can't have. Can't have these kids naked in here. All right. It's one thing to dress them up like we're going on a tropical vacation. It's a whole nother thing to not.
Look. Maybe Joseph was the original parrot head.
I don't think about that. I don't think so. Okay, I don't think the Hawaiian shirts. Can we at least get him like a staff or something like that?
Yeah, we could get one. I made one out of Bud Light cans. Okay. Play this drinking game where every beer you drink, you tie it up. You use a piece of duct tape to stack it on top, and then you get a staff at the end.
I'm a wizard.
Well, that's actually kind of cool. All right, he's got a butt. Yeah.
Can we move on to the angels? I made those costumes as well. I think you're going to like them a lot more.
Okay, let's bring on the angels. Yeah. Can you go put some shorts on?
Get them some shorts. Now, here's angel number one.
Hi.
Obviously, her wings are made out of parrot feathers, which is a colorful display. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm allergic to feathers.
Okay, that might be an issue.
Tara has a lot of allergies.
I'm itching all over. I'm red everywhere.
Well, I could have maybe done something about that if someone... Oh, wait, you know what? I think I got an email. I think I did get an email about this while I was making margaritas. Well, look, she could just be sort of in the back getting redder. Maybe angels sniff and sneeze.
Why is she wearing a sassy shirt?
Oh, well, he explains it. It says... what's the beginning and end of a good time? And if you turn around, it's the two parrots 69 in the game.
I'm not aware of that part.
Have a little fun.
I'm not aware of that part of the Margaritaville lore. Oh. I don't think there's a Jimmy Buffett song about parrots 69ing.
I think there are a couple. If you read between the lines, he's hinting at some stuff.
How'd you lose your job there? By the way,
well, I seems made sure it's a layup. Parrot 69.
That's why. Yeah. All right.
But hang on.
I got shorts on. They're too big, but they fit. I got them on. But if I do the Macarena, they come down.
Why don't the kids practice the dance I got them to learn?
You taught them the Macarena?
Yeah, when the three wise men come in and they do the Macarena.
He rewrote the lyrics.
You rewrote the script?
Uh-huh.
God damn it. This thing isn't 2 hours.
All right. Three wise men come in.
You said you had a pro on the case.
This guy is a pro. Jimmy Buffett. This guy is a legend. Everybody knows who Jimmy Buffett is, what he dresses like. There's an entire restaurant franchise.
Okay.
This guy's a pro.
We cut to the the production.
Jesus born on the Macarena.
Jesus born on the Macarena.
Three wise men, a little Macarena. Hey, Macarena.
They whip off the sheet from Jesus. It's just a cheeseburger.
Oh, wow. Truly a miracle on this day. I'm in the play now.
A couple of the middle-aged men in the audience start perking up.
Hey, this is now we're talking.
Yeah. I actually kind of like the sweetheart. I don't mind this church. So Barry's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. Like, I don't want you to worry too much about, you know, your husband making this transition.
Okay.
From, from being just a polite acquaintance to the cat to sort of being, I don't know how else to say this. We're going to make your husband a cat man. you've come to the right place.
Dr. Schwartz, this is a giant relief.
Yeah. This is, honestly, you would be surprised. This is not uncommon. A lot of times people are in love, but it's the preference of pet or allergies is a common one that keeps them from really embracing the entire relationship. I promise you by the end of this, your husband's going to love cats.
Oh, that's all.
Maybe
I
more
want.
Than you.
Oh, okay. We'll see about that.
Yeah, no, we will. Is he out in the waiting room?
Yeah, he is.
And he thinks he's coming onto a game show. Yeah.
Yeah. I pulled him pretty good.
Okay.
And just so you know, he does think that he, already won a yacht. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's on you. That's going to be your little pickle to unjar. But yeah, basically, let's bring him in. Keep the blindfold on him. Come on in, Barry.
Oh my God. Hello. And this is so exciting.
Barry, are you
open waters? Here we go. I'm sorry. I'm just nervous. Hi, I'm Barry, and I'm here to play the game.
Well, you're going to play the game, Barry. And here's how it works. We're gonna. You think you've already won? Tell us what you think is going on, Barry.
So I think I'm going. I mean, obviously they'll probably cut this out, but from my understanding is that I am on a game show, and I have. I don't know if they were supposed to tell me this, but I already won a yacht.
Okay.
And then how we get there is, I think, up to the game show. I'll follow your lead on that. I think, I imagine some sort of obstacle course.
Just a guy in a lab coat come and stab him with a shot. Okay. What I just injected in Barry was cat pheromones.
He's gonna, should I take his blindfold off?
Maybe wait till
I can't
you get
see.
Home. We're also gonna need to bonk him on the head so he forgets all this yacht business.
Oh, that's a good idea. I can't be responsible.
Ow. Yeah. But he is now injected with
how was that?
Cat pheromones, specifically horny alley cat. The pheromones of a horny alley cat. Hey, Barry, guess what, buddy? You won. You won the game show. Here's a little ribbon.
Wow.
Number one meow man.
Wow. Meow.
All right.
Meowzers.
I think it's working too. So
I'm the number one.
I'll send you a bill. In the mail, and you let me know how this works out, okay?
Okay, great.
Great. We cut to their house.
Knock, knock.
Barry.
Hello?
Let's go get out on that open water, buddy. You said you want a yacht?
Oh, yes.
I'm here. I'm here. I got a six pack.
Danny, glad you're here.
Yeah.
Danny, come on in.
Oh, thanks. Thank you so much.
He's just sort of like dancing around the room. Suggestively.
Blinking.
Oh, Barry, that...
Sorry,
yacht life has really changed you, man.
Well, we haven't gotten the yacht quite yet, and sorry, one second, let me rub my face on the couch for a little bit.
Wow.
Isn't he great?
Wow. So,
I'm sorry, I'm being so rude. Let me get you guys some snacks.
That'd be great.
I was just going to put some, like, cheese and crackers.
Any temptations or kibbles and bits, I'd love to snack on something a little salty.
You got it, boy.
Hey.
Barry.
I love you. Don't get too close.
Oh.
Sorry.
Gentle.
Ah. I'm putting my teeth all over your arm, but I'm not quite biting.
Something's going on here.
Sorry, I'll get the snacks.
Are you okay, man? I thought we were going to go out on the yacht.
Yeah, well, bad news. I don't have a yacht. But good news, I'm feeling very, I don't know, myself. I feel very in my own body lately.
Well, I mean, you seem pretty happy. Pretty limber. I haven't seen you moving around like that.
Can you rub my tummy?
A weird reflection goes off of this friend's watch, shining a little pool of light onto the wall.
What the hell is that?
What?
I can't catch it. I'm trying to grab it.
Well, it's a reflection off my watch.
It's on the ceiling now. Look out!
Knocks over a bunch of records.
Ah! Gotcha! Barry, get out of here. Get out of here.
You want me out of here?
Not you. Help me get this.
Oh, no. What happened?
Yeah, Barry knocked over a bunch of records going for a reflection.
Oh, shoot.
I think we had an intruder.
Why don't you give Barry some of these temptations? It's just a bag of little treats. He likes them.
He crawls on his friend's lap.
Barry.
Danny.
Here. There. Yes. Okay. Now rub my tummy while I eat one. Sorry.
The asshole is in my face. It's
okay. That means he likes you.
Hey, you're my best bud. Look at my asshole. It means I'm comfortable around you. I'm comfortable around you.
Okay, Barry.
Gentle.
I'm just getting on your I'm getting on your shoulders. I'm going to get on your shoulders.
Do it. What?
Look, let me just sit up here.
God!
Nah. Crushing his friend.
What the?
So the bad news is I don't have a yacht, but the good news is that we can hang here.
Get off of me!
Okay, fine. Help me jump to the radiator.
Clang. Shit. Oh my God.
Ow.
I don't know what's going on here, but I'm going to get to the bottom of this. He cut back to that doctor's office. Or knock.
Oh, our next contestant.
What happened? My friend came on here and said he wanted a yacht.
Hey, keep the blindfold on. You're on
what?
The game show. Are you ready to play the game?
I've won nothing. I'm here to get to the bottom of who's that guy in a lab coat?
Okay, I don't know your specific problem. Next guy coming in okay, that was interesting.
The door opens and I run out.
Jesus, God. He'll be back.
Cut to Danny's house. Honey, excuse me, cut to Barry's house. Danny's missing, and we have to go out there and find him. So can you please let the front door open?
I don't.
Please let the front door open. I gotta go find him. I'm hearing all sorts of bad things about maybe he's out there. We could go together.
We see Danny's on a light post across the street.
Just open the door.
No, he looks rough out there.
A fire truck pulls up.
Oh, they're gonna.
You're gonna help him. You don't need to go out there.
What are all of the lights, though? He's up in that tree.
All right, sir. Stay where you are, okay?
I got up here and I can't get it. I can't get down now.
We got it.
I can't get down. Who are you?
I'm, my name is Fire Chief Sanders. All right, I'll be right up. We're just gonna extend the ladder. Hey, don't scratch it, our guys. Hey, don't, hey, come on. That's, don't scratch it. Don't scratch it, Johnson. We see another from another yard, a middle-aged husband runs at the end of his leash.
What's that doing up there?
Oh, no. No.
An actual dog comes up. Wow, this is pretty strange.
Awesome. So let's get back to the meat part of the podcast. So you said you have a little bizarre little tale with a warning to sports fans, I guess.
We told you we had a freaky little tale.
We'll leave it up to you as to if there should be any warning on this. But so like in our neighborhood, there's like the Morrison. It's pretty close to where we live, and it's like a sports bar, like has like, you know, right, like kind of bar food stuff.
Is that in like NoHo? No,
it's in,
sorry, you don't have to tell me exactly.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter.
I mean, okay, we just said the name of it, so yeah, we can say it.
I just don't know where it is. Don't worry about it. It's, it doesn't matter to anybody else.
Well, anyways, it's like pretty close to our house, and we were like both like similarly hungry, like trying to figure out what to do for dinner, and. Phoebe, I think you said you had like recently had like a couple people suggest it for some reason.
Yeah, they said the food was good. Thought we'd go for it. We smoked a little bit.
Went on a little walk. You know, have a leisurely walk over to the Morrison. It didn't take forever, but it felt really loud as like we started walking up to it. And I thought there was like maybe a band. Like I just like didn't understand what I was listening to. And then as we like stepped into the restaurant, we realized the whole restaurant was watching the game after Kobe died. And John Legend was singing.
Oh no, Usher was singing Amazing Grace.
I saw that.
The entire bar was completely silent, like whipped their heads to us when we walked in and then refocused their attention
on the TV screen, like right behind our head. Like we were like in front of the TV almost.
Everyone's wearing Lakers jerseys.
And we were like, we basically walked into a funeral.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And we were just standing there and like, just kind of immediately hit us both in this like, oh no, like, and we just sat there silently in place, like right in front of the like host stand, and just like silently regarded this song being sung, and like for truly like 20 seconds we're completely silent as this song carried on. And then of course I couldn't stop laughing. I started laughing a little bit, quietly to myself. And then it felt like I saw Phoebe. We were like, just like kind of stuck in this like zone of like, well.
It was very bad. It was very, very dangerous to laugh.
And then I just ran out of the restroom.
We had to have like a serious conversation outside where we were like, if we go back in, are we going to get yelled at? And what are we going to say when someone yells at us? Because it was like we were seriously like right in everyone's line of sight. It was like clear we were laughing very hard. It was just the worst timing. Like, I can't remember the last time I went into a sports bar, and to have that be my reintroduction was like,
it was just, we were laughing just because it's like
in a lifetime thing that would happen.
It's just like the circumstance for that to happen, like all of those things to line up. It was just so strange, and like the strangeness of it like really overcame me, and I just like like just had to get out of there. And then we waited a while and eventually went back in, I think just out of like, just like couldn't, I personally felt like we just can't give up on this quickly. We're both really hungry.
Yeah, we were also
that's a good
starving.
Motivator.
And we went back in for what was like another 20 minutes of essentially a funeral.
Yeah, I like cried all through dinner.
Really?
I don't follow the Lakers at all, but it was so sad. Like seeing LeBron James just like lose it. I was like, oh, this is horrible.
Whoa.
It was just like.
It was very intense.
We've not been back to the Morrisons. I don't know. Yeah.
That is a weird one because that's like, that's not even like a. Like sports bar etiquette is pretty much just like, even if someone's in the way of a TV, you just move a little. Like you're not like, excuse me, sir, the etiquette here.
Like, I mean, it was like a little over our heads, but we were like right, like, you know, from me to you with people just like almost tearfully watching this thing.
It's one of the more, especially in LA, that's like one of the more emotional sports moments you're maybe ever going to have. Yeah, like Jake was saying.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So did you get food?
Yes.
Like, was there the moment when like a host like was like, Jesus, like, didn't like got off leaning on the bar and like came over and was
there like,
was like
a break between like either songs or people speaking where we were able to like eventually get a seat and like kind of be out of the way. But it just like the whole time it was like people who were like, a lot of people were really drunk and really sad. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, but like when people would be talking, like when someone would be giving a speech, everyone in the bar was just like, shut up. And like, it was like really mournful and tense.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, still a sports bar thing where it's like, shut. Like, that so is an environment that is conducive to like, shut up.
Yeah.
We're mourning.
It was crazy.
I kind of got swept up in that stuff, to be honest.
That well,
I just was, I wasn't a huge Kobe fan, but I'm a basketball fan. And, you know, complicated.
Yeah, it's
complicated guy.
It's enormously complicated and enormously sad for.
Yeah.
I think it's, it's both. And I think anytime you have an opportunity to come in close contact with, like, the reality of the fragility of life.
Yeah.
I think, like it jars you. And I think it's important to acknowledge that.
Yeah. I agree. I went down to the Staples Center that day, that day.
Wow.
Just cause I heard they were doing a mural or whatever. Or they were, you know, people were putting pictures and stuff up. Lanny and I just had a kind of out of curiosity. Fridays are a day off. We just sort of went down there and poked around. It was, I couldn't believe how, like, do you know tickets to that game were like $900?
The cheapest, what?
The cheapest ticket in that arena was $900.
Wow.
Lakers weird. Tickets are, it is weird.
Expensive,
but like we were, I don't know. It's I feel like grief, especially like grief for someone that you weren't like, if you're personally feeling grief, like for someone that you knew personally, I feel like that there's like almost a map to grieve that, you know, because you have like feelings. There's part of your life that's like Kobe was a part of your life, but not really anymore. Yeah. Like he's sort of retired. He's doing his own thing. You're on to LeBron. And
I never like, it's interesting when someone who's like mortality you've never considered is dead or something.
Yeah.
Like they're just not that close to you. So like, you're not worried about them or whatever.
And yeah.
Like that happens.
So it's just like this energy, like, of like, it was, that's what it felt like down there. It was just this, like, it was like, some people were like, people were writing tributes. I wrote something, just a dumb little thing, but like people are like making art. People are like flowers. People are like leaving their jerseys there. People are just chanting. That was the thing that kept happening.
Wow.
Just like people kept chanting Kobe and Gigi.
It was so weird to like essentially teleport into that.
Yeah. I don't think I would have had any real like awareness in that way if it were not for that, at least that much.
But I think people felt it more deeply than I thought. Did you have any thoughts on it, Jake?
I mean, I don't know, it's weird. It was just kind of weird. I mean, I have no
interested really in sports or anything like that. And it's like, I know him as a public figure or whatever. And it does like sort of strike a chord just with like the fragility of life and mortality and stuff like that. But it was kind of like, yeah, I think it's a, I don't know. It was weird to be in Los Angeles. I think it's just kind of weird to be presented with something that like, otherwise I have no interest in sort of, and then like, but enough of it or enough people sort of emotionally impacted by something is like, oh, you like second wave or second, like get, receive that, you know, meanwhile, like, meanwhile, I worry about like my cat getting older or whatever that will affect no one else in Los Angeles. Like, it is this kind of thing of like, oh, I've been affected by something that affected so many people, even though it, I don't have any connection whatsoever to it.
I kind of felt like Nipsey struck a chord with maybe a wider group of people.
That
I could be wrong about that. That one hit Jake, I know.
Yeah, that one, that was like really, that one definitely impacted me. And it is, I guess, just kind of like your relationship to the person or whoever it is. And like, yeah, I don't know. But it is the like Nipsey dying is like, my dad didn't talk to me about that. Kobe dying is like, my dad and I had a conversation about it. And I'm like, if he hadn't have died, my dad and I probably never would have talked about Kobe for the rest of our lives. Yeah. Like, he just wouldn't have come up. But I guess it's just a chance to have two people sort of reflect on like, oh, yeah, that's like, he, it's like, I don't know. It's weird.
Was there a transition in the room from like, like with the game started?
It was just so, also it was like the TVs were all like so loud.
Classic sports bar in every regard.
Probably had to be. Well, sometimes it's not. Sometimes the TVs are just basically mute.
Yeah, I'm basing it off the public house, which is like
hell on earth.
It was just so, I mean, like, sorry to bring such a like downer story in here, but it was just like, when we were trying to think of a story to tell, like that was like the most recent thing where we were like, whoa, that was
just so weird.
I just have not experienced such a like bizarre set of circumstances happen.
I guess it's just like the contrast of like a sports bar, which I think of as being very lively, and then like having that be a place to grieve is like so. I would never think I would hear Amazing Grace a cappella at a sports bar.
Yeah.
But I did.
Yeah. As you were telling that story, I was like, oh, that's kind of. I like was like, oh, yeah, having a sports bar within walking distance, there's something appealing about that because it's like, who gives a shit? I'll go to the sports bar. Like, like that's kind of, they are the sort of like a destination with that in mind of like, it's a fucking sports bar. Like, Josh and I went to like 33 Taps because we couldn't think of like any other place. And it's like, fuck it. We'll get a burger and fries at a sports bar. Like, you're going in with the anticipation that like,
it's casual.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Disneyland.
Hi.
Hey, we're so excited.
So you've come on like kind of a special afternoon. The gentleman who played Tigger, he jumped off Splash Mountain and passed.
Oh my God.
What?
So today's sort of a day of remembrance. His name was Peter, but we're going to call him, among adults, we can call him, you say Tigger died, among the kids, we don't, it's complicated, we're just going through so much, go have a churro.
Okay. Tigger shirts on?
Do you want a picture?
I,
Do you want a picture?
Mean, yeah. I mean, I didn't know that Mickey Mouse would talk to us like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sort of going through something myself.
Okay.
So if a kid comes by, of course I'll turn it on, but I can't. For you to just be real. So, do you want a picture with me? Here.
Yeah. Well, it's your birthday. Let's get a photo.
Yeah. I got in for free today.
It's his 30th birthday. So.
Oh, that's great. Happy birthday. Would have been Peter's 28th. No. A little younger.
He's a little younger.
He never got to see 30. Oh. Okay. All right. Let's take the picture. Mickey's hitting himself on his head.
What if you
did
just
you already take it?
Still.
Sorry. I'm getting pumped up for it. Here we go. Put my arms around both of you.
Cheese. Your head was pointed down.
We got to... I can't think of a ride.
Big Thunder Mountain?
Big Thunder Mountain. Thanks. We got to Big Thunder Mountain. You'll get in this car here.
Cool.
I just want to say we understand that you're here. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
As it is the day we're remembering Tigger, enjoy the ride. At the peak, we're going to honor him by 30 seconds of silence. So you're welcome to scream through the whole ride. But when you get to that peak, everybody zip it.
The green light. What about the part where we go down?
Yeah,
your birthday. Woo!
They stop at the top.
Oh shit.
They pull off the ride. I'm sorry. Why did you do that?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just I'm used to screaming when I go down a roller coaster.
I was in front of you. I was in mourning. I'm Peter's cousin, Tigger's cousin.
I'm so sorry.
You screamed right in my ear.
Once the drop happened, I think we had like 15 seconds left, and I didn't realize that.
Well, pull it together.
You got it. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Look at you ruined the photo, too.
I'm the only one screaming. Everyone else is
got your hands up. You took your right titty out. The rest of us are solemnly looking at our laps.
Well, like my family has a thing where we take out our right titty on rides and we send the picture to each other. And so I thought.
It's true. I can vouch for that.
I thought I could just take that out and wasn't breaking it. I understand now that that's.
Just try to be respectful.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We cut to California Adventure.
Okay, it's probably going to be a little more lively over here.
Yeah, thank God we're out of there.
I regret to inform you that the animator who designed Rocket the Raccoon passed away in his sleep last night.
In his sleep last night? That doesn't...
What?
This is Donald Duck.
Are you just pulling everyone aside?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pulling everyone aside. So, in remembrance, the Guardians of the Galaxy ride that used to be Tower of Terror, on the way down, you're going to scream Rocket, and then when it shoots you back up, you're going to scream Raccoon.
Okay.
To
be honest, this sounds... Obviously, it's sad, but a lot less tragic.
Yes. And we're really, it's crazy that they have it on the same day. We're really not trying to weigh one against the other. It's
I've never just, seen such
we a... see this Donald Duck leaning against a rail. A roller coaster whooshes by behind him.
He's got a black veil over his.
The roller coaster whooshes and grabs him. Pulls him around.
Somebody help! Somebody help! He's getting torn apart by the car's ride.
Cannot believe this day.
What? Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
You want to go back out into the park after an incident like that just happened?
It was horrible.
You killed Donald Duck.
How did I kill Donald Duck?
giving him grief. He was in mourning.
What was his actual name, though?
Terry.
In honor of Donald Duck passing, we're all going to Donald Duck the rest of the day. So if you'll give me your pants.
I don't.
Everyone's going to just wear a shirt, no pants.
Yeah. What? And
we have to.
Out of respect for the deceased, no putting your hands up on the ride.
I see 100 or so people.
Don't dance to the
ready.
Okay, this might not have been as smart as we thought.
All right.
All right. Let's get out there and let's have a Magic Disney Day.
Can you get my butt a sunscreen?
Okay, gang. We made a real goof going into that restaurant. We can either go home, make ourselves something to eat, or not give up and try again going back into that restaurant.
Dad, I don't know why you're saying we.
Huh?
Yeah, you made a really goof.
I think the Samson family as a whole made a real big goof.
Dale, you goofed.
Hmm?
You goofed.
I goofed?
Yeah. You're the one who made us feel foolish in there.
I just don't understand why I can't bring my own milk in.
Dad.
You slammed a milk on the host station and said, can I have this?
Yeah.
Milk went everywhere.
And, you know, so we all goofed up and we ran outside.
You pushed us. You pushed all of us out.
You said, go, 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 go.
I was trying to save you all from the combined embarrassment that we all felt for our actions as a family.
We don't quit bringing milk into the... You're bringing your own cartons of milk. You're splashing them everywhere.
I'm a proud small business owner. I make my own milk, and if I want to bring it into a restaurant, I should be able to. I don't understand.
You're not. When you say you make your own milk,
I don't want to get them.
Dad, I don't know.
How do I not make it? How do I not make my own milk? Okay,
the cow makes the milk.
I own the cow, and I squeeze its udders. And then I put that bucket in the fridge until it's cold. And then I put them in washed out Coca-Cola bottles that I tape the caps back onto.
We know how the business works, okay? We're supporting you. I'm literally supporting you.
So
can we please eat? We're so hungry.
And I say we don't give up on this place. I say we go in there.
We're in a strip mall, but sure.
All right.
We go back into that
room. Go to the
macaroni. We go back inside. We ask, do you have any moo juice? No. Morty's moo juice. They're not going to say,
what are you talking about?
Nobody has that.
They're probably still cleaning up all the milk.
You shattered that.
Let's just have macaroni. let's just have a macaroni grill dinner, please.
Okay. You can go in there, unified as a family.
They go in. Everyone's just cleaning milk.
It's like six people just shattering glass milk.
Oh, hello, sir.
Hello.
Are you coming back to help us clean up, or what's going on?
I'd like a table for four. And, yeah. I know how much milk I smashed in here, and if I don't get every drop of it back, expect a bill from Morty's moo juice.
You smashed your own milk.
You want us to repackage the milk spilled everywhere?
Well, I don't imagine that you know how to do it with the right delicacy, but if you put it into a bucket, I'll do it when I get home. But we can set that aside. I think we all admit that a lot of people made goofs in this restaurant.
This milk was filthy. There's a fly in this milk. Smells different.
Not mine. Not my moo juice. Dad, that was probably a fly on the ground.
Dad, I really don't want to say it. What? I really don't want to say it.
Say what?
I really.
What?
Sorry. Do you happen to have any Morty's moo juice here?
What?
Do you?
They're all over the ground.
Yeah, that's what I thought they would say, Dad.
I can set you up with an order so the next time that happens, you don't feel like
this. Dad starts slipping in the milk.
He takes down one of the waiter's pants.
Wow!
It lands on top of him in a hug. They go down the stairs.
And the parrot 69.
Hey, Gary!
Starts well, ends
don't grab our parrot.
You ripped off the front half of my pants.
Family, let's go outside. Let's clear.
You just 69'd another man. You just 69'd a man parrot.
I didn't intend to. I think you saw what you wanted to see because you're such a parrot.
I saw a parrot penis in your mouth. Is what I saw.
Look, I am sorry, okay?
Were you pecking because you were in character, or were you pecking because you liked it?
Pecking it because I was in character.
A little feather flew out of your mouth.
Look, I think we can all agree we all made some mistakes that last time we were in the restaurant.
We didn't make any mistakes.
I said the thing you said I had to say.
I was silent.
Great. Silent. Ugh. What kind of support is that?
All we needed to do was get to the table.
Dad, all this, and I hate to even bring this up, but all this moo juice in the back of your car is starting to smell. Pallets of moo juice.
Look, I know, which is why we got to sell it to these restaurants, get it in the backs of their fridges, become multimillionaires, and I feel like I'm doing all the work out there. I'm busting my back. I literally pulled something, you know, and I rolled down the stairs. I don't see anybody else.
Can we please just go to Cheesecake Factory? Do we have to try this place again?
The Cheesecake Factory? Are you kidding me? We're this close to getting a meal at the Macaroni Grill.
You know, the Cheesecake Factory is arguably more popular than the Macaroni Grill, Dad. Huh.
It's good. That makes it, actually make a good point. All right. Let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. We'll try this again. Fresh crowd. Group.
They walk in. Hello, welcome to the Cheesecake Factory. I'm Skip.
What? Pants. 69.
Hey, Petey the parrot was just here for the day. We cut to a guy at the end of the bar.
Yes, yes, yes. Everything according to plan.
Do you know that guy?
Huh?
Do you know the guy who just fell and shattered?
I will. I will know that guy.
Okay.
First, I'm going to romance his kid.
The guy, seemingly 69, an actual parrot.
Whatever. I like freaks.
Hey, buddy, is that your horse out in the parking lot?
Huh?
Your horse out in the parking lot?
Yeah, kind
of. It's kind of your horse?
Yeah, I was riding it.
That makes it your horse.
Well,
I got a woman driving a truck. She's got a back of some, we got to unload the truck of pallets. Your horse is in the way.
Move it. Move it yourself.
What?
Just move the horse a little bit. I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Move your horse.
I'm in the middle of a courtship here, Jack.
I don't see anybody around.
I can actually help with moving the horse.
You can?
Yes. If I take, if I take this, shot and inject it into its neck.
Go on, cut to outside. Oh, we give the horse a ribbon. It's not a game show.
Now the horse will just kind of do whatever it wants. It's a cat horse.
Meow. That'll do it for this episode of The Meat. Thank you so much for being on.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you both for coming on. It was so fun.
So we'll go around the table. We'll give each a chance to plug whatever, Twitter, whatever you want to plug. Go ahead and plug it.
When do you think this episode will come out?
Next week.
Gotcha.
Oh, so, wow.
Do you want to?
Yeah, go for it.
You could follow my Instagram at dweebynerdheart, spelled phonetically. Yeah, I have a podcast coming out soon, actually.
Oh, really?
That hopefully maybe you guys would want to be on it sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's called Trish Talk. It's a talk show for any time. It's with Courtney Hyde and Jenny Pearson.
Cool.
And it's going to be fun. So look at my Instagram and you'll see sometime when we put it out.
Awesome.
Great.
Cool. Zach?
I'm at Zach Oyama on Twitter and Instagram.
Zach with just Z-A-C.
Z-A-C-O-Y-A-M-A. I stream on Twitch sometimes.
Really? I didn't know that.
It's fine.
To play games or just
I just play games and like find it to be, you know, a kind of a way to make me feel like I'm not fully wasting my time playing video games.
That's the appeal of that for me. Yeah, cool.
And it's pretty fun. So
what are you playing right now?
I've been playing a couple games, but the one that I need to like pick back up is Sekiro, that like game where you're like a ninja that it's really hard and you die all the time. And
for what? Which place?
It's on PS4 and computer.
Cool.
I'm playing it on my PC. Yeah.
Nice. I didn't know you were a gamer.
Yeah.
Come to Word Gross, the third Thursday of the month at UCB Franklin, and follow me at Wake Up with Jacob.
Great. I'm at Mr. Josh Simpson on Twitter, Josh Simpson on Instagram. I don't know. I've been playing Zelda. No big deal.
Oh, yeah.
I'm late to the game, but it's really fun. What else? Coming up in March, I'll be on a show, the Little Dicky show called Dave.
Hey.
Look for me in there. So I'm doing ADR for that. Isn't that exciting?
Ooh,
that's exciting. So I hope I'm in. It means I made it. That's it. The meat is on all the stuff, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow us there. And that's it. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend if you like the show. We'll see you next time on The Meat.
The Meat.
Improv.